This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Lance, middle initial D like David, Stoneman, STONE, M like Mary, AN like November. Date of birth, August 11th, 1952. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Stoneman, who was sent for an evaluation of elevated creatinine, noted in March of 2023. That was slightly worse a year later when it was checked, 1.54. And it was again rechecked 429 of 24 and then back to his baseline at 1.17. The patient isn't sure what the cause of the slight increase in creatinine, as he does not recall being sick March this year or even March a year ago. He has had a history of high blood pressure, but it's been very well controlled for several years. And he does have a history of asthma without current exacerbation. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no nocturia, no incontinence, no history of kidney stone. No edema or claudication symptoms. He does suffer from chronic back pain, secondary to severe injury when he fell off a roof in 2016. Had a brain bleed as well as multiple fractures in his thoracic spine. And he also had lumbar surgery with a lumbar discectomy in 2008 that never healed quite correctly, according to the patient. So he does suffer from chronic pain. And he has used aspirin on a quite regular basis to control the pain, as Tylenol has not been especially effective. Currently, he is feeling well, no headaches or dizziness, no recent illnesses. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, asthma, hyperlipidemia, migraine headaches, glaucoma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, allergic rhinitis, degenerative arthritis, especially in his back, chronic thoracic and low back pain, diverticulosis, depression with anxiety, the severe concussion from falling off a roof in 2016, requiring airlift to Grand Rapids, and then some rehab for 2 weeks at Mary Freebed when he has recovered fully from that. A history of dyslexia before the concussion or injury, so he's had dyslexia since he was a child, and he had rheumatic fever as a child. Also, he had had a kidney cyst on the left side since 2009 that has been stable on imaging studies. Past surgical history, he had an appendectomy in 1962, tonsillectomy 1982. He's had a recent right knee scope. Last colonoscopy was 2014. He's had sinus scope surgery. Lumbar discectomy was 2008. He had surgery for a small bowel obstruction. Spinal cord stimulator was implanted in 2022. He's had two right shoulder surgeries. One was rotator cuff repair. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He rarely consumes alcohol and does not use illicit drugs. He is married and he's retired and also is has been a farmer. Family history is positive for stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, Parkinson's disease, alcohol abuse, and colon cancer and melanoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to cefazolin, a C-E-F like Frank, A, Z like zebra, O-L-I-N like November. He's also allergic to grass, house dust, pollen, and ragweed. medications, amlodipine 5 milligram daily. Extra strength Excedrin, he generally uses that at least once a day. Aspirin is in it, 250 of aspirin, 250 of Tylenol, and 65 milligram of caffeine. Flexeril, 10 milligram, three times a day as needed. He's not using it now because it makes him feel too tired. Gabapentin, 200 milligram twice a day. Hydrodiaryl, 25 milligram daily. Melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime for sleep. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Turmeric, twice a day. Pro-Air inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Emetrex, 25 milligram as needed for headache. Latanoprost eye drops, one drop to each eye once daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Effexor, extended release, 75 milligram daily. Zocor, 40 milligram daily. And glucosamine, 500 milligram once a day. He also does use regular aspirin at times for pain control. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 196 pounds, pulse 84, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruises, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no CVA tenderness, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities, brisk capillary refill. And lab studies were done for 29 of 24. That was previously described at a return to baseline creatinine, 1.17. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Albumin is 4.5. Calcium is 9.3. The creatinine back to normal at 1.17. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 2.5. Hemoglobin is 14.8 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. History of elevated creatinine. Most recently returned to baseline. And 2, long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug exposure. We're going to repeat his renal chemistries in June of this year. If creatinine remains at baseline, no further testing will be done, and he'll be placed on an as-needed follow-up basis. So if the creatinine increases again over the next few years, he can come back for follow-up. However, if the creatinine is again elevated, higher than normal, we will schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with a post-void bladder scan. And then we'll schedule a follow-up visit after that. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. We also asked the patient to try to minimize the aspirin use and switch to Tylenol if possible to help improve kidney function and prevent any further damage. And the patient agreed to try to do this. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.